And last night I was
Sunday Parshas Korach Shir Chaf Gimel.
I was listening to Rabbi Shariyeli at around 3 o'clock in the morning to try to figure out the sugya because it was very challenging for me. And Rabbi Shariyeli said that this is the end of the halachas psukos. Ha'isa Gavoy is a new thing. In other words, we said that before Piskei Shmois. He said that stopped over there. Rabbi Ha'isa Gavoy is not Piskei Shmois anymore. Okay, I mean it makes sense. Ha'isa Gavoy Meser Mama no longer in the Piskei Shavuos. Now we're out. This is just the Gemara talking. I don't know why we're in the Pesukei Shmos in the first place. The sukkah is above 20 amas. He built an itzdaba on the doifenayim tzoy, al pnei kuloi. It has a hechsher sukkah on the itzdaba. It's going to be kosher. Now, the sukkah, if you would just look at the frame of the sukkah, how big is the sukkah? How big is the sukkah? Above 20. So, if you just look at the frame of the sukkah, it would be possible. But because there's an itztaba inside, al pnei kula v'yesh behechsher sukkah, there is on the itztaba hechsher sukkah, it's going to be kosher. Rashi says, what is an itztaba? Binyin avonim v'tit. Rashi seems to say it's a solid platform. It's interesting, Rashi doesn't say that right in the beginning. Somewhere in the middle of a Rashi, he just drops that on you. That's a binyan avonim v'tit. But why does Rashi have to say it's a binyan avonim v'tit? What happens if a person would build, I don't know what the literal translation of the word itztaba. Do we have a jastro here? Is there a jastro here? So if you want to do that for us, is that okay? Why is Rashi telling us it's a binyan avonim betit? Why? And it's about, if it means a platform, if it means, I don't know what the literal translation is. It's about who binyan avonim betit. What happens if it's not a binyan avonim betit? What happens if it would just be a platform? He puts a platform.
The question is, what about Kevin Alfa?
My point. Rashi holds that that a bittul needs to be l'shiva. Rashi holds that a bittul teven and kash is all going to be good. So why does Rashi need it to be a binyan avonim betit?
That's a legitimate platform.
What?
That's for sure a legitimate platform.
Oh, is there anything wrong with a platform that's not made? That's made out of pipes. What happens is it's made out of milk crates, and you make a platform over there. You got a platform. It's a fest of platform.
Milk crates.
What?
How concrete is milk crates?
Not concrete at all, but it's. But Rashi says all you need is for 7 days.
Made that, but his point is not for the itzvah itself; it would be for the pestle. That wouldn't be enough for the pestle.
Why? Laser is saying that for some reason over here it's not going to be enough, even though we said before that you could be mevatel it. Just for Shiva, whatever it is, but over here I need it to be more kavua. It has to be a binyan avonim v'tit. The shaila is farvos. What are you tying up, Chaim? You hear my heart? What? I mean, you can ask two kashas. Why does Rashi tell you it's a binyan avonim v'tit? And even if Toivi's going to come back that an itztaba is bechefza that, so why are we talking about an itztaba? Is it just a coincidence? Don't have an itztaba? You have any platform? Why does it have to be an itztaba? Why can't it be a platform? Whatever.
Doesn't seem to have it.
Oh. Okay, but let's say he does it bepiv l'shiva. Before we saw in Rashi, if you're mevatel something bepiv l'shiva, you're good. It's not hefsid. There's no hefsid in building a platform. It doesn't have the word itztaba. Okay, so ichtracht that over here even Rashi is maskim that it's not going to be enough. Over here, Rashi is masking that you need it to be a binyan avonim v'tit. Why? Because perhaps you could say the following thing. Rashi over here, what we're trying to do is we're trying to be koivea, the halal of this entire shetach. This is what Lezer was being miramish to. We're trying to be koivea, the halal of the entire shetach. Not just what's on top of the itztaba, but even what's in the rest of the sukkah. So if you tell me that there's just something that's temporarily here, you can't say that that's going to be memayit the halal of the entire area. If you have something that covers an entire halal, so I could say that's going to be memayit the halal. But over here, we're looking at this big shetach. Half of it has something stuck there. Half of it doesn't. I can't say that you're memayit the challel of this area. If it's a binyan avon betin, I'm not being memayit the halal. That is the halal. This is a binyan. It's there. So this has a halal which is kavua. No, it's Rashi agrees that this, Rashi holds there's such a thing as being memayit the halal, but Rashi understands it's not like making karka. Over here, Rashi, even Rashi's maskim to what we said in the previous sukkah of Rabbeinu Hanano. You have to make this karka. How do I make an itztaba karka? It's a binyan avon betit. This is something permanent. This is karka. And now the halal is going to clearly be only, they're going to be less than Esrim. Masha Ein Kein, if it's only like this temporary podium, so then I have an entire room. Half of the room has a podium. I can't say that the halal of the room is going to be less than 20. The halal, what? It's got something that's there? That's not going to change the halal of the room. Because we see the entire room as being having a halal of the Maile Me'asa.
Right. From there, we're looking at the rest as a Pesach.
Right.
This is its own That's sukkah. We might the halal of this sukkah, of the itztaba.
So first of all, it's not clear you could even be memayit the halal of this sukkah. Because, in other words, vayis tochos, we're not looking at this separately. We're not. The din, maybe the din of psal, or maybe even the din of the entire din over here, is that this is all one, this is considered to be one area. The Pesach of the sukkah is... Is outside, is not in front. If that's the case, then we're not trying to be. Then we're not making this as a makom farzich. If that's the case, then this is not going to be ma'ita halal. This is be'etzem one area. It might depend on how high the itztaba is. This has to be asar tvachim if you wanted to make it its own. A kolpanim. Rashi says it's a binyan avonim betit. As you do later. So what? So it says the Gemara. What happens if it has yesh ba hechsher sukkah? It's going to be ksheira, says Rashi. Toifanam tzoi stam sukkah ba shloisha defanas kimas nisan. Ravisi kula pesach, says Rashi. What's a toifanam tzoi? There's four walls. Which is the one in the middle? Rashi says no. Most sukkahs have three walls, like our Mishnah, and the fourth one is kula pesach. Is totally an opening. Not it's open, it's an opening, Rashi seems to say, whatever that means.
If there would be a fourth wall, would it be a problem?
No, fourth wall would be great. As a matter of fact, there's a hidu to have a fourth wall. It's just because Rashi is just bavoning the lashon of emtsai. What does emtsai mean? The middle. What's the middle? How do you have a middle? If there's four walls, which ones? They're all the middle. The answer is, Rashi is saying that no, there's three walls because normal sukkah has three walls, so there's one middle wall. Alpnei Kula says Rashi Shemagian Beis Rashi Itzva La Beis Defanas Atzadim VeItzva Ibinyan Avar VeTit Yeshva BeItzva Shir Hachshu Sukkah Ktana Shivatvachem Umashu Dahainu Roish Ruba VeShulchanai Ksheira. So over here, the Achroinim grapple with what Rashi is saying. Rashi says that the Shir Hachshu Sukkah is Shivatvachem Umashu. Where does Rashi get the Mashu from? Where is Rashi get Shiva Tvachim Umashu from? It's not only over here. It's also Rashi, but when he's talking about the case of Amud, Rashi over there also says it's Shiva Tvachim Umashu. Where does Rashi get Mashu from? In Hanan, you look at Rabbeinu Hanan all over here, he doesn't say Mashu, just says Shiva Tvachim. That's what we always understood, that the Shir of a Sukkah is Shiva Tvachim. So the Marsha asks on Rashi, why is he saying it's Shiva Tvachim? It's only Shiva Tvachim Mitzum Tzomim. So the easiest answer, my friend, is the Pnei Yeshua. The Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim's teretz is the Eichanami. Rashi holds the Shir is Shiva Tvachim. But it's very difficult for a person to hit exactly Shiva Tvachim. So if you're smart, how are you going to make your Sukkah Kosher? Make a little bit more, because you have Shulat Samtzim. Which will make it sound like Prima Gadim. That it's not really that there's a shir of Shiva Tvachim Umashu. The shir of Shiva Tvachim. Because you have Shulat Samtzim, therefore throw in an extra Mashu. It would be interesting that Rashi is saying that like randomly in certain places. Some places we see Rashi says Shiva Tvachim, some says Rashi says Shiva Tvachim Umashu. Why would Rashi be throwing that in over here? What does Rashi have to tell us Eitzes for anyway? We can figure it out ourselves. You know, go to a Rav and say, Rav, like, why would Rashi be doing that? Is a little bit bizarre, but that's what the Pnei Magadim seems to say. Yev Shalit Samtze. They will have a different pshat. Al Koponim, the Pnei Yeshua says differently. He says there's two specific cases where Rashi holds you need more than Shiva Tvachim. One is Amud and the other one is Itztaba. Both Amud and Itztaba, you're on a raised surface, and you need to somehow create Defanois. Kind of. Let's take Amud. The case of Amud that Rashi's talking about over there. The case of Amud on Daf Dalet Amud Beis is where he's on an Amud and there's no walls. What becomes the walls? The bottom of the Amud, we have a concept called Good Asik Mechitzta, and we see the bottom of the walls is coming up. Says the Pnei Yeshua, okay, so that means I need to create walls on the top of my Amud. Where are the walls coming from underneath? So there needs to be space for my, we'll call them virtual walls. I have virtual walls up here. So can my Amud be exactly Zion al Zion?
No.
Why not? I need space for the walls. So therefore, I need to have a little bit more than Zion al Zion. My virtual walls will be very thin, virtual, paper thin virtual walls, which will come up, and my sukkah is good. So you need more than Zion al Zion. In other words, the pshat is like this. Avada, the shear of the halal of the sukkah is how much? Zion. But over here, I need something else to in order to facilitate my walls.
Where are we adding a wall in this case?
Where are we adding a wall in our case? It's the, but we have the walls. We have the walls outside. Comes the Pnei Yeshua and he says, listen to this goyness of the Pnei Yeshua. He says, hold on a second. These walls, how tall are they? They're more than 20. So the walls are puzzled the way they are. Why is it kosher? We ask the question. We say mechitza shel barzel. The answer is because it's roy la'asoy soy aray. Because you could make it aray. How is it roy la'asoy soy aray? Says the Pnei Yeshua. I'll tell you how. Because you can make it on the Itztaba. I didn't have to make my walls off of the Itztaba. I could have made the walls on the Itztaba. So therefore, if I would have made them on the Itztaba, would the walls be above 20? No, but I made them off the Itztaba. So because I could have made the walls on the Itztaba, therefore the walls are not possible. But if my Itztaba is Zion al Zion, can I make the walls on the Itztaba? No. So I have to have room, not for virtual walls, but for theoretical walls. They're not virtual walls. The walls, I have my walls. My walls are out there. But theoretically, if I would have a wall, it would have to be on the Itztaba, so therefore I have to have space. It can't be Zion al Zion.
Yeah, but you have to decide. You need Arai, but then you need Sheva Tvachim. It's two different things. You're putting the walls on the Itztaba.
You have on the Itztaba, you're going to have Sheva Umashu.
You need it to be Arai, so you put the walls on the Itztaba. But now that you put the walls on the, because you need to be Arai, you're going to put the walls on the Itztaba, so in the middle of the space, it's going to be less than Sheva. It's two.
Why is it? What,
the two.
What do you mean?
You need it to be Sheva and you need it to be Arai, and you can put the walls on the thing and make it Arai.
In other words, what Laser's saying is, I think, what Laser means to say is as follows. That if it's all theoretical walls, so it doesn't have to be, you don't have to work the two ideas together. Theoretically, the walls could be on the Itztaba. Then I'm going to have a problem. Where am I sitting? Okay. It's like, why do the two necessarily have to collaborate with each other?
They don't. Really?
What? Theoretically, I could have made a bigger Itztaba. Yeah, it's all theoretical anyway.
The problem is that we're putting the wall on Itztaba, and now it's going to be less than 7.
Right.
Why can't we just put it on the side?
Because there's no ground there. And there, it's going to be in the Milam Astrum.
No, but we said even if you're in between the building and you put a platform, even though the building's higher, it's still okay.
Explain to you what you mean by that?
If there's a building,
right,
the building's really high, but you put the schach at 20, under 20, it's still kosher.
Right.
I'm saying, so over here, why can't we just say that the theoretical walls are on the side?
Because this wall is going to be Lamilam Astrum if you put it on the side.
No, but it starts right where the Itztaba starts.
So he's not understanding that. That's what the Aruch Mishorim and the other Achronim are going to ask. Basically, Shua's question is as follows. I'll ask it this way. I have another way to theoretically make my wall okay. I'll build a a stilt. I'll build a stilt next to my yitzhava on both sides. Or theoretically, if you want me to, I could expand my yitzhava.
To just nail into the side of it.
Yeah. Nail into the side of the istaba, and then I'll cut off my wall, then my wall will be from over there. So, why? You have to make room on your istaba, which is very simple. What happens if I slice my wall right by the istaba? I'll cut, make a cut in the wall, so now my wall's only from here. What's underneath it is not part of my wall. So the Pnei Yeshua's teretz, the teretz of good asik, very gishmak. That over there you need to have lamal mesim because you have to make room for your virtual walls if that's the way it works. So that's the way it works. But over here in our sugya says the arach misharim lechayra tzarachin. Why do you have to make room on your itztaba? Why can't you have your walls outside of your itztaba? Why are your walls kasher the way they are? My walls are kasher because they're roi lasos aray. Where they are, they're roi lasos aray. So Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to say another teretz, a different teretz. Lefi anias daiti, I think it's ktsas meduyik in the Rashi. Everybody say, what is the shear? I'm gonna, this is a little bit of a trick question. What is the shear of a hechsher sukkah ktana? Shear hechsher sukkah ktana.
Sheva
sheva. Roi sheva. It's the shear sheva al sheva. No. The shear is roi sheva rubei v'shulchana. Where do we see that?
You should
we discussed it by Rabbi Yochum Olshin. He was saying that the shir that the halacha must be seen is not zayin al zayin. In other words, it's shir hechsher sukkah. It's yeshiva. Yeshiva zayin al zayin. It's rosh shulchana. It's just glad that the yeshiva is going to be. What happens if I put myself in a situation where zayin al zayin is not going to be enough? Not just for me, for anybody. Then what's the shir hechsher sukkah going to be? No, we didn't make it Zayin HaZayin. We made a Shir Hechsher Sukkah, a yeshiva, Rosh HaShulchanai. What happens if it's, I'm in a matziv where Rosh HaShulchanai will not be Zayin HaZayin? For anybody. Is it going to work? Will Zayin HaZayin work? No. So my suggestion is as follows. Does anyone sit on an itztaba, like at the edge? Does anyone sit at the edge of an itztaba? Is that a normal thing to do? Some people like to be on the edge, but for most normal people, so they need a little space. This is very tight. Zayin al Zayin is the minimum. But if you're on an itztaba or you're on an amud, you're at a cliff. You need a little bit more space than that.
Mashu.
Whatever that.
Just the mashu.
That's the mashu is going to be enough. They give you a little bit of space. And you read it, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, look at the Rashi again. It's a very funny Rashi. Rashi says, Im yesh ba be'itztaba, shir hechsher sukkah ktana, shiva tvach mu mashu, dehainu roisha v'ruba v'shulchana. What's Rashi doing? Rashi's telling us, roisha v'ruba v'shulchana? We did that already, my friends. We know Rosh Zayin al Zayin, Rosh Hashanah. We went through the whole Gemara already. But Rashi, Nachamol, he's telling us. And if he wants to say Rosh Hashanah, he has to tell us. It's Shiva Tvachem Umashu. Dehainu Rosh Veruba Veshulchanah.
That's what the Benish was answering. The Mashu, if you're using the Mashu for the walls, then that becomes Rosh Veruba. What's left? You start off with Shiva Mashu, and now you make the walls, and then what's left is Rosh Veruba Veshulchanah.
It's not, but it's not. So then it's not really Rosh Hashulchanai. It's Shiva Tvachim is Rosh Hashulchanai. The Mashu is for the wall. If anything, it's very Mashman, not like the Pnei Yeshua. Because the Mashu is for the wall. It's the Shir Hashul Tvachim is Zayin Tvachim. According to what we're saying, that in this Matziv, the Rosh Hashulchanai is Shiva Tvachim or Mashu. That's what Rosh Hashulchanai is Mechayiv under these situations. The Hainu Rosh Hashulchanai. The fees there, we could also perhaps, I think, answer the question of Rebellia Baruch Finkel. If you have, we just gave out now a new Rebellia Baruch. If anyone doesn't have it, I have an extra one here, which is as follows. The Iker Divre Rashi Yesh La'ayin. Chaim, you have one of these? The Iker Divre Rashi Yesh La'ayin. My time at the Binach Teitz Tova Rochava Zayin Tvachim Klal. Forget about the Mashu. What are you designed for? Lama Lo Sagi Bitztava Shalhei Tvachim. She had stormfula based tvachim in aschach hagavoyah lemaila mechaf amos. Says Rabbi Yevarech, let the schach that's above 20, the two tvachim of that schach be mitzaref with my other ones. What does that mean? Shaharei, Kol schach pasul pachas migimot tvachim mitzdarf l'shir sukkah. You have a sukkah, you could always use less than three tvachim of schach pasul. V'yishen in tachtov, you can even sleep under it, kimavur l'kamon. So let's say I have a sukkah of Zion al Zion, and in and on the schach, of the schach, only five of it is schach kosher and two of it is schach pasul. Is my sukkah okay? Totally okay. Yes. Hachanami schach shulamay lemechof ama vadi loy gora me schach pasul. Schach lemay lemechof is anything is not worse. It may be better than schach pasul. In the brackets it says va'ander rabba yesh mesam de adiv tvei mischach pasul. Why does the itzvah have to have seven tvachim? It's to have five tvachim. So you have five tvachim, which is less than 20. And then you add the other two tvachim, that's more than 20. And then you're good to go. Why not, Gabriel? Where are you going to sit? I think this is like, where are you going to sit? What does it mean? I can't sit on the five. In other words, this is not just a question of I need an area. I need a place. I need a makom yeshiva. So I can't sit on the five, and then I can't sit on the two. So therefore, it's not going to be kosher. So we're saying that you can't even sit on the seven. You need a mashu to be able to make it. This is a makvem. It should be a yeshiva. Mashu's enough? Yeah, mashu's enough. We're yekish. Mashu's enough.
So then that's how come every single time Rashi says Sheva, and over here in these punk, these two times, says Sheva mashu?
Because over here is the only place on an amud. Anytime you're on an amud, you need a mashu.
You say you, but anytime the Sheva, you're stuck.
No,
you're
Sheva's okay. It's only on an Amid. No, it's only on an Amid. Five isn't going to work because there's obviously.
It's an Amid if you have walls around Sheva. I understand different.
Because you're not going to fall from a wall. A wall's great. It'll create me a place where I could sit. I know where I'm sitting. But I'm going to fall off the a cliff.
But then why does Rashi have to go again? Say Sheva b'mashu, therefore you're under Rashi v'zuba.
That's exactly what Rashi is saying. That I'm telling you that under these circumstances, Sheva b'mashu is Rashi is Shirach Shusukah. That's what Rashi's telling us. Normal circumstance only Sheva. Over here it's Sheva Umashu. Not because of Pnei Yeshua, because I have to put imaginary walls there. It's because that's what makes the Akshay Yeshiva. Hainu Roshu Vishulchan under these circumstances. That answer Rabbi Yibach's Kasha also. Rabbi Yibach's Kasha, I think, is much easier to answer. It's the Poshet. There's no Yeshiva over there. Gabriel doesn't even hear the Kasha Bechlal, right? Okay, everybody said, Midaf came back. Yeah, what are you trying to? Shua? Okay. Says Rashi. Ksheira kol hasuka sheyesh la gimel dfanois. Okay, I don't know how to read this Rashi. I'm not sure exactly what Rashi means. Ksheira kol hasuka sheyesh la gimel dfanois. I'm not sure what Rashi means there. I don't know what that line means. It's just a confusing line to me. Rashi means ksheira kol hasuka. He means the entire sukkah, not just on the itzdava. That's what he's going to say the next line. I'm just going to say that afterwards. Maybe that's what he means over here also. He's repeating himself. Maybe that's Rashi saying pshat. Pshat in ksheira is kol hasukah. Rishonim say, why? How does Rashi know that? Because what else is pashat? Of course what's on top of the itzdava is kosher. Why should it not be kosher? The halal is only, why should it not be kosher? Rashi says Kshera Pshat Taich. Rashi learns it's not Rashi saying that's Pshat and what the Gemara is saying. Kshera Kol Asuka Sheish Lagimel Defanos. Now Rashi is going to explain. V'hai Hechsher Suka Afilu Min Ha'Itztaba V'Hola D'Maninon Chalola Meroisha Itztaba Umaylo. We're going to count the Chalal. We're going to measure the Chalal from the head of the Itztaba and up. Now says Rashi, "V'armin on the kamon, psal ha'yoytzim in ha'sukkah nidayin kesukkah." So Rashi says, "How did the rest of the sukkah become kosher?" I said, "Ksheira kol ha'sukkah." How did the rest of the sukkah become kosher? The answer is, "Psal ha'yoytzim in ha'sukkah nidayin kesukkah." U'mevashin ala im yesh hechsher sukkah biyachad ve'od yesh sukkah misham v'hala. Psal, haynu schach ha'asim mipsal is gone v'rechav, zeu darkan le'yosais. Rashi says, what does psal mean? Psal yoytzi misukkah. Rashi says, psal is the type of the
leftovers.
Not, no, the word I'm looking for is not the ingredients, but the The type of materials. The word I was looking for. The materials that you use for schach. The materials are pesulos goyin v'rechus so dakel yosis. The yoytze mehechsher sukkah shein lehechsher defanis even kesukkah. Says Rashi, I'm going to utilize the klal of psal ha-yoytze min ha-sukkah that I have an itztaba. On the itztaba, everyone's going to agree it's kosher. It says klar in the Gemara, nothing to argue about. I think even off the itztaba, the Gemara is saying it's kosher because what's the chiddush? And how is it kosher? Through the mechanism of psal. Psal is going to be machsher off the itztaba also. And therefore, kol ha-sukkah k'moy shehi g'doy l'ksheira. Yeah. Once again, the Rush, and the Rush argues. Or basically, we gave out the Rush. And the Rush argues. Says the Rush. You can't, psal doesn't just, you can't just throw around psal and just use it whenever you want. It doesn't work that way. Psal has very specific ways that psal works. Says the Rush. Psal is only when you have all of the necessary components of a sukkah. It's just, the lashon of the Rush is, it's loy muchecha milsa. Hikshe Rav Rabbi Yeshaya. It's in the middle of the Rush, up until there, it's just a quote of Rashi. The hada amrino kaman psal yoytzim in a sukkah nina kesukkah, haino echad di islay hechsher defanois. He says, what is psal? Psal is where we don't, it's not muchach that the sukkah is meant to be a sukkah, but everything is in place. An example of psal, a great example of psal is as follows. Let's say a person builds a sukkah in his backyard, and he has over his wall, there's another alley. His backyard is an alley. There's another wall over the back, and his schach goes over the back also. So the back has three walls and schach. It's Zion al Zion. If you look at it, just look at it. Does it have the dimensions? Does it have the necessary requirements for being a sukkah? Yeah. Yes. So why would I think it's not a sukkah? Says the Gemara, because I would think that you're not thinking about back there. He's thinking about his yard. So therefore, that's not his intention, Bechlal. I don't have in mind all that over there. Therefore, I would think it's not kosher. Kamash Malan, it's kosher. But is psal a magic wand that all of a sudden makes something be good even though it doesn't have defanois, or it doesn't have schach, or it's missing any of the ingredients? No. It has over there three walls. It's got three walls. And it's got schach. It's got zayin al zayin. You're good. Of course it's going to be good. I just thought it wasn't good because when I put down the schach, I wasn't thinking about it. Kamash Malan, it's going to make it good. Another case of psal is, let's say I make my sukkah in a very interesting shape, right? It's kind of like the letter J. It's a J. So one might think that I only really want up until the bottom of the J. I don't really need more. That's not important to me. I put schach there because I had a lot of schach, but really all I wanted was up to the J. Therefore, you would think that the rest of it's not good. Comes psal and tells me it's good. Why? Because we have halacha, shnayim kil chasan, she's the fil tefach. So is psal a magic wand? Is it just going to make everything good even though it doesn't have defanus? No! So the Rush says there's no such thing as psal without hechsher. And over here, you got a problem, buddy, because your sukkah is pasul. Let's see. Again. So hechsher Rabbi Yeshaya. Do I mean like come on? Psal yoytz min sukkah in kesukah. Haino hechad isle hechsher defanis. Ella delo muchach kulei hai. It's not muchach. Mishim hachin idon kesukah. Aval hachad dimina itzteba v'hala gavoya yoytz michav ama. Mehechad teisin lo lahechsher. How could you be machsher? Ilu sukkah misuchaches chetzi b'schach kosher v'schetzi b'schach pasul. Apa bishesh v'hechsher sukkah v'hechsher yesh shir hechsher sukkah. Yesh sir hechsher b'schach hakosher yesh tachas b'schach pasul. Miyatz de chavasoy. Hochanami. To call lamayla michaf schach pasul u'kishpudim shel barzol dami. Says the Rush. Look at everything that's off the itztaba as if it's being covered with schach pasul. Why is it being covered with Sprudenzel Barzel, with rods of iron? Why would you say it's like rods of iron? Because Lamayla Mechaf. Lamayla Mechaf is Puzzle. So therefore, you don't have schach over here. You're not sitting under schach. Psal can't make that, just magically make that good. This is the question of the Rosh.
You run into a problem if you have one mat over the Itzdaba and over the other spaces, more than 20.
Right.
It's very difficult to separate it and to say that's not Psal of the good Sukkah. Saying, oh, that's Chach Pasal, this is Chach Kasher.
What happens if you have one mat and some of the mat is Pasal of its Kasher? You roll.
It's not, it's the same exact thing.
Just okay, that's true, but it's not.
Halachically,
let's say I have on my mat rods of iron connected with bamboo, and I roll it out. This is rods of iron, so... This is the question that the Rush asks. It's puzzle. The schach is puzzle. And you can't be machshir. Now, first of all, if you look in Rashi carefully, my friends, Rashi doesn't even ever talk about the schach being puzzle. It doesn't even seem to be Rashi's issue, Bechlau. Rashi seems to say our issue is with the Defanois, the Puzzle of Walls. The Rush seems to say, what's Puzzle? What's our problem? The Schach. Rashi says, I got issues I got to deal with. But what am I dealing with? I'm dealing with the Defanois. The Hechsher Defanois. So it could be that the Rosh is barking up the wrong tree. I don't know exactly what's pshat. It's a pel in Rashi. Because one could say that maybe to answer the Rosh's kasha, that tzchach l'mayla me'esrim is not puzzle. Who said tzchach l'mayla me'esrim is tzchach puzzle? The Rosh makes this very bold declaration. It's like rods of iron. Tzchach l'mayla me'esrim is puzzle?
Rashi says himself later on that.
The problem is that Rashi himself later on says that schach is schach pasul lemayla
meyasher. No, here it says that Rashi the schach becomes part of the daifin.
That's by daifin akuma. That's not over here. Over here it doesn't become part of the daifin. Rashi and daftes says it is schach pasul. So you have to figure out how does Rashi deal with the fact that over here it's schach pasul. Comes the Rosh and says, Upirish hu, the Rosh is quoting Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the Enok Shere Ella al Ha'itztaba. It's only kosher on the Itztaba. It's not true. It's not true. It's only kosher on the Itztaba. Rashi was coming from a Hechrich. I said, what's the Chiddush then? Of course on the Itztaba is kosher. Why would I think on the Itztaba would not be kosher? Well, I don't know what the Chiddush is according to Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Maybe there is no Chiddush. The only Chiddush is for the second case. In the Hanami, maybe the only chiddush is for the case of where it says it's the b'minatzad over there. There's a big chiddush. It's just kind of like this is just a setup. I don't know.
Oh, he doesn't hold to binyan.
Oh, he doesn't hold to binyan. Evan, we have to see what an itztaba is. That we have to see. Now comes the Rush with another kasha. It's Pella. He brings Rabbeinu Yishai's kasha. So Rabbeinu Yishai argues v'oid loydami, v'oid loydami lepsal. The Rush comes with a new kasha. Over there, you could say shtaim kechas shlish lafil tefach, and you could say that it's going to work. Aval hacha, hecha ashkechan de nimshach. What's the Rush's new question? It seems like the Rush is asking another question. The Rebbe already said that. The Rabbi Yishai already told us that it's not a magic wand. Ken Zayim Pshat in the Rush is saying maybe Psal is a magic wand. Maybe it does make magic. But what's its magic? Let's figure out what its magic is. I have a sukkah in the shape of a J, right? How big did I want my sukkah to be? Only the size of the J. How did it get bigger? psal. Psal says it's going to be kosher. How? But I only wanted to make my sukkah as big as a J. How did it get bigger? Says the Rush, you know what it is? Psal will extend your defanois and make them longer. And now your sukkah is a U and not a J anymore. How can psal do that? Because we have a hilchos halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, which says that shnayim kichos and shlisha fil tefach will work, which means that if you intend to make it the entire thing, then it will extend because you intended to do it. Psal will do it for you. Say Nechanami, I only wanted to make my sukkah as big as the J, but because there's psal will keilu extend my sukkah. It does do a little magic. However, how's it going to help over here by the itzdaba? The only way to make the rest of the sukkah kosher is to make my itzdaba bigger. That psal doesn't do. Who would make that? How do you make the itzdaba bigger? How is the rest of the sukkah kosher? The defano is our puzzle. The schach is puzzle. The defano is our puzzle. Elamai, you want to extend the itzdaba, and it's as if there's an itzdaba over here. Zelo matzino.
How could make from a J a U, but not?
How could it make from a J a U? Because this halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So we see that that was already in place through halacha that can happen. Over here, who where'd you come up with this? Who is extending a psal can do anything it wants? It can just like change over the reality. It doesn't do that. Only something that halacha already created for us a format. That's the Shaila. Comes along the Me'iri, and the Me'iri says, yeah. Psal is going to make that it's as if the Itzdava is Nimshach, and the Itzdava is going to go across the length of the entire Sukkah. So now, how big is the Chalal of your Sukkah? What? How big is the Chalal of your Sukkah?
Less than 20.
How much? The entire sukkah. The entire sukkah is less than 20. So now the stipler in Kilos Yaakov has a dilemma. So how could you sit under the itztaba? You're sitting.
You mean on the itztaba?
No, under the. Well, you're sitting on the floor. How can you sit on the floor? No, it's on the itztaba. The person can sit. The person gets off the itztaba and he's sitting on the floor of the sukkah. Right, he's basically sitting inside of a virtual itzdaba. If he's eating over there, for all intents and purposes, he is underneath his sukkah. He's outside of his sukkah. The itzdaba kind of like gets dragged out over here. So here he is. He's eating underneath the sukkah. So says the stipler, it has to be that your head and most of your body is above the size of the itztaba. It's only 1 hour tall, so your feet are out of the sukkah. Your knees are out of the sukkah. Your thighs are out of the sukkah. But once you get too high, and a chanami, if there would be a very high itztaba, so then you can't do it.
Why? The same way that we look at the floor on the side of the itztaba as if it's above 20. As if the halal is less than 20 because it's the same size as the itztaba, right? So we also look at you, that you're on the
Itzvah. I don't think it means that the floor gets raised up. The Itzvah moves over, so if anything, they'll push you out of the Sukkah. If it's going to be anything, it's going to be, you're out. But the Itzvah is just going to, like, come over you. So you're up to here. It's a Pella. What is that? Is this a Pella Atzum? What's going on over here? What is this magic? Where is even the Makar for Psal? How does this work? Yeah.
Why do I need my legs to be in the sukkah? That's not a problem.
You don't.
Right.
And a chanami. So if the itztaba is only certain height, you're okay. But if the itztaba would be 2 amas tall, that's basically up to your head. You're out. Because you're out of the sukkah.
Itztaba's out of the sukkah?
You're under the itztaba.
That's the whole point.
No, but we're saying we're looking at it as if there's an itztaba over here. So we're saying, let's say itztaba is this high. I'm sitting. The itztaba is right over my head. I'm eating out of the sukkah. The sukkah is from here up. And I'm out of the sukkah. Yeah, I'm underneath the sukkah. I'm under the sukkah. So how does it work? Says the stipler, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Stipler says it only works like Tevi said. If the itztaba is not such a high itztaba, it's a low itztaba. What?
That's exactly why Rashi says exactly that it's 7 as Rosh Hashanah.
Therefore what?
Therefore that That's why there's no problem with Rashi.
No, we're saying the question of the height of the Itztaba, how high the Itztaba is.
That's why Rashi's saying it's exactly 7. It's,
what do you mean?
He says the Itztaba is exactly, the shear of the Itztaba is exactly 7.
Also. Seven, Sheva or Mashu. Okay, but that's not a question of height, that's a question of width. We're dealing with how high is the Istava. The Istava is 3 amas high, you're stuck, says the. It could be you're right, by the way, David, maybe this is what you meant. That's why maybe a Mashu is enough. If this Istava is like 10 feet high, you're not going to be sitting on the edge. But the Istava is, it's a low Istava, it's not so high. So, okay, if I fall, it's not normal to sit that way, but you don't have to, you know, I'm afraid of heights. I'm like, I stay 10 feet away from you know, something that's going to be an edge. But over here, if it's just a little thing, I don't want to fall, so it's not normal to sit at exactly Sheva Sheva, but a Mashu is enough to give me enough space. And if I fall, you know, nothing tragic is going to happen. So therefore, because it's not such a high Itztaba, if it would be an Itztaba that's this high, then...
I think you have much more room.
Yeah, for sure. I'm afraid of heights. I don't know. You okay? Kids, sir, anyway, everybody's like this. We have to finish the sugya. You got to figure out what's Pshat and Rashi. I think there's a major machlokes going on over here. What's Pshat and Psal? How Rashi's learning this sugya. I think if you look carefully in Rashi, I think Rashi bavorns this kasha. Let's read Rashi one more time. Rashi says, "Ksheira kol asuka, sheish lagim odufanes. Vayach she suka afilu minem itztava v'holo. Demaninon chalala meroisha itztava umayla." What do those words mean? Demaninon chalala meroisha itztava umayla. Manino means we count. Chalala. What does chalala mean?
Empty spaces.
It's empty space.
It. What is it? Chalala. The halal. Her halal. Literally. The sukkah's halal. Not the itztaba's halal. The sukkah's halal. Maninon chalala. The halal of the sukkah. Meroisha itztaba umaylo. So if you want to dan, what's the halal of the sukkah? We dan the halal of the sukkah. Klape the roisha itztaba. If that's the case. So Rashi is saying, what's the halal of this sukkah? The Ma'alim is. Why? Because I'm filling up underneath with more itztaba, making like the itztaba stretch. No, it doesn't mean that you stretch the itztaba. It's that because from the itztaba, I have a halal of less than esrim, that's koiveya, as the halal of the sukkah is less than esrim. I'll give you an example.
Not the whole thing, because he says himself that's a
sukkah katana. And a chanami, a sukkah katana, mikoyach that, that's going to be machsha everything. That's what's going to be machsha everything. I'll give you an example, hold on, I'll give you an example. Let's say I have a sukkah, a beautiful sukkah, nice sukkah, and I have a little pothole in my sukkah. And over there, the sukkah goes lamata me'esrim, or lamayla me'esrim, whatever you want to call it, it's more than esrim. Would you say that part of the sukkah's halal is lamayla me'esrim, part of the sukkah's halal is lamata me'esrim? Would you say part of the sukkah's, there's a pothole in the middle of the sukkah? Okay, the halal of the sukkah is esrim. That's what's kaveh the halal of sukkah. Grada, there are places in the sukkah where there's, you know, you have to, okay, that's...
Doesn't mean you could sit in the pothole.
Oh, so what he's saying is the din of psal, the chiddush of psal is, I'm going to be kaveya, the shear of the sukkah, klape, once I have a sheer hechsher sukkah, that's going to become the entire sukkah. So from the sukkah katana, I'm going to say that the halal of this sukkah is less than 20. That makes the defanus good. That makes the schach good. That makes everything good. So in a chanami, in other words, as follows. Right? The yesh lachkor, how does psal work? Psal can work one of two ways. Either psal can say that if I have hechsher, so then you have hechsher. Or psal can say, you use my hechsher. Either psal says, if I have hechsher, you have hechsher. Or psal can say, you use my hechsher. What's the difference? Either psal can say, if I have hechsher, you have hechsher. Says the Rishayim, okay, but I can't be machsher. Shpudim are, can't, you can't make shpudim kosher. They're shpudim. They can't have hechsher, or if it doesn't have the finalis or whatever, I can't be machsher it. If I have hechsher, you have hechsher. It's only if you have everything you need in order to have a hechsher. I can't make a chicken that's a tripe of chicken kosher. Or I can't make a chazir kosher. But Rashi says, no, the pshat is, I'm going to nutz your hechsher. In other words, the halal is going to be nimdad kifi, what's on the sukkah katana. And that is going to be used for the sukkah katana. So I say, these walls are above 20. It doesn't bother me. It's not going to bother me. Because that's not how we're going to be moideh these defanas. They're going to be nimdad kifi, the halal, sukkah katana. That's what Psal says. Psal ha-yoytze min ha-sukkah is nidon kisukkah is the pshat. It's nidon like the sukkah. It's yoytze from hechsher sukkah, says Rashi. But anything that's in the sukkah, but it's yoytze from the hechsher sukkah, gets a din of the hechsher sukkah, mikoyach the sukkah. Therefore, Rashi says this is okay. And therefore, the whole sukkah is going to be good. The chayra, this is going to be pshat according to Rashi. And the other Rishonim seem to say not like that. But al kopanim zachinu, that in Rashi we see something, which is a very big chiddush. That there's such a thing as a shear in the Defanois. The Defanois have a shear of Esrim, says the Gemara. You'll see it in the next Gemara also, says the Gemara. I already saw it in the Mishnah, so what are you telling it to me here for? Mao the tema hasam hu dechaz yoladoifen. Avalochel dechaz yoladoifen emala. Over there it's chaz yoladoifen because it's less than 20. But over here, lechaz yoladoifen because it's above 20. What does it mean lechaz yoladoifen? What does it have to do with a doifen? Above 20 is a din in the schach. Above 20 said it's like the schach is shpudin shel barzel. What does it have to do with chaz yoladoifen? What do we see in the Gemara? The Gemara is in the car for Rashi. We see that a doifen, in order to have a shem doifen above 20, a doifen is pasal, which is a pella. Let's start. For example, if we go like Rabba, what does Rabba say? The problem of the sukkah the ma'ala masrim is. What does Rabba say? The man yedu. Not only that, but Rabba says, how would you make the sukkah kosher? According to Rabba. Defanus magiois. In other words, the of the man masters doch makes it more kosher, not less kosher. It's not going to be a din in the defanus. According to Rabbi Seiro, what's the din of why is lamayla me'esrim puzzle? You're not sitting in the tail of the schach. That's not about the defanus or not the defanus. What? Yeah, but that's not the finest. That the El Bitzel the Fanas is only telling me why I'm not sitting. Either how do I have tzel here? Bechlal, I think there is tzel. Oh, that's tzel the Fanas. But the Fanas aren't. It's not a psul in the Fanas. It's not a psul in the Fanas. According to Rava, you can hear a little bit. It's a psul in the Fanas. Even that we said really the psul is in the schach. It said asa mechitza shel barzel. The sichach al gavan, we may die, that it's the real epsul in the schach. It's in the maimon of the schach. It's not mitzad the defanois. And we brought a raya because Tosfos says for sure if the schach is keva, even if it's royally or it's not keva, it's going to be possible because the ikra epsul is in the schach. We said from Rabbi Yabarach. So what does it mean over here that there's a epsul in the defanois? We'll continue with that and more. Beis Hashem, hopefully on Tuesday. Thank you. Yosef Tzvi, you're saying tomorrow?